A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Payman.
Perle.
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 Perle. My name is Perle.
My name is Perle.
I'm from Sweden.
I'm from Sweden. Why don't you come to my
family's
gathering? It's
pageantry,
over the top.
It's kind of like,
but it is fun.
The theater, if you could imagine.
If you could imagine.
It might look very silly and strange to you, but it is a lot of pageantry. It's sort of like the theater. Great, I'll go.
Oh my god, fun.
Fun, fucking fun.
These flowers look really beautiful, like I'm in.
Take this tea.
I'm in.
Take this tincture.
Take a distincture.
Take a distincture. We saw, this is Carrie.
This is Lara. Welcome back to another episode of the Midsommar podcast.
Midsommar. Okay, so we saw Midsommar last night together.
Yeah.
And
we're
obsessed. Let me just tell you, Lara, me, and my boyfriend dressed the part for Midsommar.
We got into character.
Me and Simon were white, and you showed up
in my most Midsommar dress.
Like a peasant gown.
Yeah.
Chic.
And I truly, when
was
you
so happy.
Said that you and Simon were dressing up, then I was like getting ready to come and meet you. And I was like, you know what? I'm fucking dressing up.
Yes.
And then I was like, this is fun.
It was. And yeah. Other people were dressed up.
Other people were dressed up. Like, it was a community of Midsommar heads.
It was, the theater was packed. First of all, let me just on a serious note tell like everyone listening that it is an extraordinary movie, and it's unlike anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And it completely surpassed my expectation, but also was nothing what I was expecting.
Yeah. It's not what you think. I think anyone could see it.
Yeah. I agree with that, but I'm also like, it's appalling.
Yeah.
So, like, it's unbelievable that it was made.
Yeah. It's but wild.
It is, but it's actually like, it's just incredible filmmaking and like so fearless, and I could not believe that like, I felt like lucky to watch it. And I don't say that to be like emphatic, but like,
I just hope that Ari Aster continues to make, like, I'm excited for the rest of his life.
Me too. Like, it's cool to know, like, he's 32 and it's like, wow, I feel like there's like a film, there's a few filmmakers for every generation that they have that's like, oh, you know, and mm-hmm. I feel like he's going to be
him?
The guy that we ride along with. That's yeah. like, oh, it's an Ari Aster movie.
He and Jordan Peele,
yeah.
that's another person where like when I was going to see Us, I was like, I'm excited for the rest of his life and career. Like
yeah.
whatever he does, like I'm fucking game.
The two of them only with two movies have like established themselves as like true like
auteurs. Yeah.
Like they have a... I mean, for everyone expecting it to be Hereditary.
It's not Hereditary.
It's not Hereditary, which is a good thing. Which
yeah,
is Hereditary
it's different.
Is amazing.
I think it's like good to be.
It's M. its
Night
own genre.
Shyamalan really shanked so hard that mm-hmm. he became like the warning for, I
yeah.
think, filmmakers, where it's like, don't just fall into doing the same thing over and
yeah,
over.
Like a gimmick.
Yeah. Like the twist, because then you'll make like that weird mermaid movie
yeah
in a swimming pool,
Lady in the Water,
and then
which I saw and walked out of the theater of in high school.
I saw it and was like, why? And then
also he was in it and he played the savior.
I mean,
hi.
Yeah, that's a real night.
Remember when Bryce Dallas Howard was like the girl?
I don't remember anything.
No
I do remember that.
No,
she
was
still
like,
is like
girl.
She's still, I like that she's still working a lot.
Yeah,
I love her Jurassic Park moment.
I love her in Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. She was great in that.
But no, Midsommar is, it's like, it's not even a horror movie. Like, it's a,
go
it's, a
to,
it's a dread movie.
Go to see it and just imagine that this is Jackson Brittany's wedding. Because I tweeted that.
You turned
to us. But
then
I saw it. And then I was like, in the middle of the movie, I was like, this is literally Jackson Brittany's wedding.
It is.
That
it,
is their wedding weekend at the Kentucky Castle is 1,000% Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Dodie is so Midsommar.
Oh my God. No. And Brittany is Danny.
Brittany is Danny.
Florence Pugh.
Everyone also needs to see Lady Macbeth, which is actually a harrowing movie, so maybe not everyone needs to see it.
I want to watch it.
It's so good. So one of the darkest movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, but Florence Pugh is also in that.
Is she British?
TBD.
She's amazing in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's convincing. She's annoying. She's sympathetic. She's you. She's me.
Yeah.
Like, she's everyone.
It's so good.
Like, I related to, like, I was like, oh my God, I've been this annoying. Like,
yeah.
I've been this, like, codependent. I've been this whiny and, like,
and, know, like,
aside from what she goes through, which we won't spoil, but, like, I was like, I've been her.
If you've seen the trailer, you know that, like, she and her boyfriend are in kind of, like, a weird place.
They're in dire straits.
And you watch this movie and you know that type of relationship so well.
Yeah.
Like, you've either had a friend who's been in that
or
kind of relationship, or you've been in it.
And it
truly
lived in.
Is like, you're just like, ugh. Like, it's a cringe fest. You,
like,
know those people where you're just like, break up.
Yeah.
This is
stop
so
doing this to yourself.
Bad for both of you.
For both of you.
Both of you are the worst versions of yourselves.
You're hanging on to this, like, projection that's not real.
Ugh.
And it's like,
and like, all your interactions make me sick.
That was almost like the scariest part.
Yeah.
Being like, oh, like, don't go to that party with him. Stay, you know what I mean? You don't have to go. His friends don't like you. Like,
Carter and Kristen are fully Midsommar.
They are.
Yeah. Jackson, Brittany are also, but in a different way. And you'll know when you watch the movie.
If you're squeamish, this movie might be hard.
Yeah.
But it's also 2.5 hours.
Yeah. So buckle up.
Buckle the fuck
buckle up. I wish I had like double fisted a rosé because I had one and one was not enough.
Yeah. It was definitely like,
I knew I needed more than like popcorn. So I got a hot dog and a rosé.
I like wanted to be smoking cigarettes the whole time. Mm-hmm. Also this woman, it was so weird. It was like a weird, there was a weird energy of the people seeing it.
Yeah.
This woman came up to Simon and went, sorry to trouble you. And we were like outside and she's like, can I just maybe have a cigarette? And he was, she's like, I can give you like a dollar. And he's like, no, it's fine.
Stop. If you're ever asking, like, the best thing to do if you are a smoker or if you want to smoke and you want to bum a cigarette, don't do it. Just like go to the gas station and buy a pack. But if you're going to go down the road of bumming a cigarette from a smoker, just be like,
can I bum a cigarette?
Can I bum a cigarette from you?
Just be blunt about it.
Yeah.
You don't need
don't
to
offer
be,
a dollar. No
I'll
one
give
is
you
like,
a dollar.
No one's going to take a dollar.
Well, I don't. And what am I going to use with this dollar?
Yeah. A dollar buys nothing.
Buys fucking nothing anymore.
Gas prices are through the fucking roof.
Yeah. America is crumbling.
Yeah. Like a dollar is basically like toilet paper.
Yeah. Oh, you want to wipe my fucking ass. With
and
this
that's
dollar.
Not even enough to yeah. cover it. So but, what?
But this, she was, and then she like started kind of like inserting herself into our space, and then when you got up at one point to go to the bathroom, and your hot dog was resting, which looked so good.
It was a delicious
really,
hot dog.
I've had them there; they're fucking great at Arclight.
Mm-hmm.
This woman looked down and she was like, "God, that hot dog looks great. I want one myself." and we were like, "Jesus Christ!" She was like, "That looks amazing."
I knew my hot dog was a star when I set it on my bag. I did. When I set it on my bag.
You were like.
And left to go to the bathroom. I was like, wow, that hot dog is gorgeous. That's a gorgeous hot dog. And then I was like.
She was taken by the hot dog.
People are going to notice this hot dog. This hot dog is going to turn heads.
I think
she bummed a cigarette in the theater?
No. This was outside another person. Okay, it was just like the energy.
It was just a different person noticed a hot dog.
But what I'm trying to say is the energy felt very like, we're communal.
We're doing this together. We're all in a midsummer.
Yeah, everyone was like, aren't we bonding? We're about to see this like crazy. Like, even when the.
It did feel like there. Was she the woman sitting next to my seat that commented on my hot dog? Yeah, almost turned to her in the movie and was like, can you believe? But then I was like, Shane Hulse, lock it the fuck up. Like, don't.
She definitely would have, like.
She would have been grabbed like, we would have held like, hands.
Can you believe this?
I've never felt like that in a movie to do that to a stranger, but for her, I think
it
she
did.
Just like we
it
were
felt
bonded.
Like being on a subway car in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I turned, I like, I kept turning to everyone, being like, who I was like, you guys, and being like, do you like it? Like I was, I was like, it's good, right? Like, and everyone was like, yeah. Like at one point, I like turned, and I was like, Lara.
I was like, I know.
It was like being on drugs.
This is full. Kentucky fucking wedding.
It was.
Which I guess we should talk about. Did you did you keep up with any of the like...
Not really. I have to be honest. I watched Randall's stories, which were cute. I thought the funniest ones for me was when the Hooters girls were greeting them and Schwartz came out. And then he was like, yucking it up. And he was wearing his glasses and like in his PJs for the after party.
Mm-hmm.
And in the background, you hear, Bubba! Bubba! Like Katie just like... You know,
Tom and Katie are the stars of Midsommar.
Holy fuck.
Oh my God. They actually are. They are Danny and Christian.
Christian.
Oh my fucking God.
Wow.
They are literally Midsommar.
Oh my God.
We've cracked it.
The Hooters girls are like the temptresses at the commune.
Yeah.
Whoa. Anyway,
okay.
So Randall
storied the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
He also flew Lisa and Ken from somewhere. I don't know.
She had a funeral.
Her mother passed away,
oh.
So she went back to Britain to like tend to that,
take care of things.
And I think that
sorry
the big
for Lisa.
Sorry for your loss.
She's
had a real Midsommar journey,
which you'll get if you see it,
which you'll understand
in
if
theaters
you see
now.
It. Yeah. I guess the big question was like, will Lisa make it to the wedding? And like, that's like a big drama that we'll probably see play out next season. And then Randall ended up flying Lisa and Ken in from somewhere, I don't know where, but like on one of his PJs. And I guess he shared a story of it. But then Lisa was really upset because she wanted like Jackson Brittany to make the announcement that she and Ken were arriving. I'm like, lady.
She makes everything about her. Wait, Randall,
just like
Randall rents
your...
private planes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, probably. They're expensive to buy.
Yeah.
And like, to rent them, it's like probably like, you know, anywhere from 20 to 40K plus the fuel.
Yeah.
So it's probably cheaper for him at this point. I don't know. I have no sense of his finances. All I know is like...
he owed 50 cent money.
Yeah.
No, it looked beautiful. Like Brittany... also, they did... I was at home visiting my family and my sister was like, wait, she showed me a video of... it was like the pre-rehearsal dinner, like the first night they were there.
Oh, yeah.
And they were on the stairs and then out of nowhere, this guy's like... excuse me, I'm Detective Kevin.
Had a murder mystery.
Yeah, and I was like, Taryn was like, do you think they're getting like indicted or something? Or serve papers?
Jack's tax lien. But I was like, the IRS.
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, it looks like a murder mystery. And then I confirmed the next day that it was a murder mystery.
Yeah.
So that's like kind of cute.
That's cute. I saw when I was watching at first, I was like, oh, like, this actually looks chicer than I thought, and I like slightly hated myself for thinking that. But then the more I watched it, the more I was like, this wedding is like not the one for me.
No.
I don't like a joke wedding like that. You know what I mean? Like it's like the Hooters stuff, and like they walked into the rehearsal, or not the rehearsal, but like the reception to like the Friends theme song. Like, no. It's like, I don't, like, if I was
going to...
wait,
they did? The cast?
Jax and Brittany did. They, like, played the Friends theme song when they walked into the reception dinner.
That's really twisted.
I mean, I guess they really genuinely love Hooters and Friends, so they were just, like, respecting their own love for that.
When Netflix bought Friends, Jax and Brittany were like, oh, thank God.
Jax and Brittany were so excited. Brittany fell on the floor crying. And Jax joined her, and then they just like fucked on the floor in front of their TV. And like, and then once they had both come, they turned on Netflix and watched like 5 episodes of Friends in a row.
The one with the something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm like, whatever
about Friends.
Yeah.
That's my truth. I'm saying it.
That's fine. You know what? I have a confession to make too. Mm. And that is that I watched Ellen on David Letterman's new show, and I love her now.
Yeah.
And I was wrong about everything. I take everything back that I've ever said or thought about her.
She brought some truth.
She's actually like an incredible woman.
She went through
some shit. And I'm fully here for her entire journey. And Ellen, if you're listening, love and light.
Come on the pod. She had some serious shit happen to her.
She really did. And I you know what?
No, I don't think you ever came off as hating on Ellen. I think it was...
I was just like, she's not for me. I don't get it. And then now I really got it.
She's like a real...
I'll admit when I'm wrong. I was wrong about Ellen.
No, I've like also said that she like... that her show is like strange sometimes. But I think that
she does still love a prank though.
She loves a prank.
She really loves a prank. She pranked like 40 people.
She's a real institution. Mm-hmm. Like she really... she did it.
She's a powerhouse.
She did that.
She really did it.
She did that. She made it okay. But she kind of broke the mold.
She did. Back to Jax and Brittany's wedding.
Anyway.
Brittany's detachable wedding dress is actually cause for a citizen's arrest.
Yeah, I was... that dress was not...
you can't do... No.
It's a little...
that's a no. The only thing you should detach on your wedding dress, like, is like if the designer of your wedding dress is at your wedding and like takes a beautiful pair of shears and like cuts it off. Like, I feel like Lauren Santo Domingo had that happen with like one of her dresses at her wedding.
Yeah.
Where like the actual designer cut it off and it was like, ah, and like that's chic.
Yeah, if you're gonna do like a Lady Gaga reveal.
Yeah, but like taking off like the Velcro, like shedding layers of your dress, like one at a time until it's like a mini dress. It was just like, I'm bone chilled. I think about it every morning when I wake up. I'm like, the first thought in my head is like Brittany's detachable wedding dress. And then throughout the day, I'm just like, Brittany's detachable wedding dress, Brittany's detachable wedding dress, Brittany's detachable wedding dress.
Roll down the window. Brittany's detachable wedding dress.
I'm like, have you seen this?
Have you seen this?
To the cashier at Whole Foods. Yeah. What do you think of this?
What the fuck do you think
of
this?
What is this?
The Amazon person comes. What do you think of this?
They're like, package. Can you sign right here? And I'm like, no. Why don't you just look at this for a second and tell me what you think?
The only
and they're like,
detach-
I hate it. And I'm like, I know. Same.
Thanks.
Thank you for the package.
The only thing that should be detachable is the veil.
Yeah, that detaches from your head.
Yeah.
Like, you take it off and
I think
put
that's
it down.
Fucked up.
It's fucked up.
It's also, like, makes
it's
me
also
think...
like, what? Go ahead.
What?
What? What? What does it make you think? It makes kinda... me a it makes me a bad person, her wedding dress.
No, it just makes me think, like...
Sometimes...
Oh, you just really love attention.
Yeah. And sometimes you shouldn't get things for free. Because I feel like that was like a free thing.
What did Freckles say?
Sometimes things that are expensive are worse. But I think in Brittany's case, things that are expensive are better. Because that red is like free to me. She tried on some pretty dresses in last season. And there were a couple where I was like, damn, like I love this dress. Like it's not for me, but like I love it on her. I hope she wears it. It looked like one solid dress, not like... five dresses that detach over time like you're some sort of fucking cartoon person at Disneyland. Like,
yeah, it felt
like
very...
a real beautiful one dress, and she went down a completely different
path. How
many
dresses were there?
I think that was like at least three that was all the same.
So it was like,
I get like
ceremony, not... reception,
ceremony, reception, after party,
after party.
It was ceremony that had like a big skirt that I think then you could take off, and it was more of like a bodycon. Also, it had like a sheer paneling and then like a padded bra.
Let me look really quick.
It just is like really fucked up that she did that.
Velcro?
I mean, maybe.
No, I'm like, that's just not okay.
Or like a button, but like it, if, I don't know. I understand like changing dresses, but like, a detachable dress is just like, no, don't do that to yourself.
Yeah. I also, I'm going to say this, I don't like sleeves that like droop down like that.
Yeah, I don't love like a sleeve, just, a droop sleeve.
If you're going to do a sleeve, just put it over your shoulder.
Yeah.
That looks better,
mm-hmm.
I think. Or just don't do a sleeve.
Or don't go strapless.
Like, I mean, it's a look, I get it, but it's like, it looks, to me, it looks like it would be, I'd be like the whole, if I was wearing those sleeves, I'd be like picking them up and being like,
I don't like it.
I'd be like, During the vows, I'd be like, you know what I mean?
I don't like it
it's like
bit.
Phantom sleeve.
Yeah.
You don't like it one bit.
Mm-mm.
Also that the people photos came up.
Like that. Yeah. They cashed in on that deal ASAP.
How much did they got?
I don't know.
Mil?
No.
I'm kidding.
Maybe like 50K.
100,000.
Maybe. But we saw, you could see their whole wedding on social media. Like, it's not like they had a phone-free wedding. I found, like, people in the Facebook group found some rando that had, like, Insta-storied the whole thing.
It was weird.
And also, Jax is, like, fake crying. Like, he's doing that thing where he, like, poses, like, he's wiping a tear away, but he's, like, not really crying.
I saw a video where... I think it was one of Randall's stories, and they zoomed in on Jax and Brittany at their like, wedding bride table... groom bride table at the reception, and you see Jax looking at someone and he's like, I love you, like doing air kisses. And
who
I was
is
like,
this person?
It felt kind of like
it's weird gay. To see Jax. Yeah, he did like have a gay of, energy at
not
the
even
wedding.
Like not even homosexual, like it was like very like
just gay.
It was like dandy.
Yeah,
I was like who's that fruit?
Who is he?
I don't know.
He's literally
an
actor now. Jax has.
We know who he is from our.
I know, but he's like transitioned into this like other.
Yeah,
form.
Well,
he's playing a role.
He's playing a role of like man.
He's gone method
redemption,
but like in a.
You know, I was like, ugh.
Who are you?
It's not Jax.
Yeah.
And then his dad, the photo of his dad front row. Really sad.
He goes like he's like.
Dad's here.
As usual, dad's here early. It's like, okay. Jax, stop.
R.I.P.
Enough.
As Ariana
would
say.
That's enough.
Didn't Ariana say?
That's enough out of you.
Yeah.
I think he walked his dad's ashes up the aisle, or someone did, which I don't know if that's a thing that you do at weddings and like love and light, if you've done that at your wedding. I don't know.
Okay, also
like
before he got married, I would have, what I, if I were at the wedding, what I would have wanted was Jax to address, turn to the crowd and address me specifically.
Carrie, he goes, say, Carrie, this is, I just need to say one thing.
One thing. I'm really sorry that I briefly considered going to write cover sports in Tampa.
Yeah. How about just like, look, apologize. I want everyone to know that I'm sorry for all the lies that I've told, and then take accountability for all the lies, and that I made up that fake job in Tampa to run social media for a hockey team.
Remember,
just
he was
be like, I just want to get it off my chest.
Might be great. He was like,
they want me. They want me. I might move there.
Brittany was like,
Brittany's like, are you kidding me?
Brittany was like, looked at him like, I'm not going to Tampa.
No. Brittany did not
escape to Kentucky.
Get in the car with her mom. Oh my God.
Also, I think Brittany's family has a lot of money.
I mean, that farm doesn't pay for itself.
I think they have real money. Anyway, what were you going to say? Sorry.
I got good intel from one of my groomers, who's also a groomer of a Bravo producer, that Brittany and Sherry showed up in Vegas together and were on a mission to specifically meet Jax and liaised with production and like got in. And then production was also like, this could be a good person for you. Like, they went there specifically to get Brittany out.
Wow. That's like as shocking as when I found out Kate Middleton went transfer colleges. Her mom had her transfer colleges to go there specifically to meet William. Damn.
She's a proper Sherry. Sherry. Get in the car, honey.
Get in the car.
Fire up the car. We're going to Vegas. We're doing it.
We're bringing the gays.
Get those gays. Fire up the shotgun.
Wait, so she kind of like pimped her out.
Yeah. I mean, I think they both like had a plan.
Can you imagine, like, come on, mom, like Thelma and Louise style. We're going to drive cross country. It's like the astronaut who drove cross country in a diaper.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for that movie. Wait, but like, I just don't know how you'd feel. I don't know how I would feel if I set out to just like get someone and did everything I fucking could. Put
maybe
up
in
with
like
all
my
sorts
early
of
20s.
Shit. Yeah, it just seems like.
But it's a little groupy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you do get married and like legally lock them into your life at the end of it, you've like achieved your goal, and that's amazing. I guess there are a few people that I would want to do that to.
Well, it's just a little weird. Like,
but I'm lazy. Like, I don't care that much to like go full Brittany Sherry road to Vegas.
Also, it's like you see this person on TV, you have a,
you're like, he's hot, mama.
He's, you know, you have an idea in your head of who he is and who you want him to be. It's a little weird.
It's weird.
And then when you're with him, even when it's fucking toxic
hell.
And hell, you maintain this.
He treats
of,
you like shit.
But you've preserved him in this like weird amber of like distortion. And you're going to be like, I set out to do this. It's our destiny. We're meant to be together. It's like, no, you're not meant to. Like, you made this happen.
Yeah. So it's not like you had a meet cute.
No.
Like, life brought you together.
Like, you
literally
drove to a city with your mama.
Yeah. And you like, set out on a mission to land this person.
Yeah.
Because you wanted that.
Brittany really, and at the end of the day, Brittany really wanted to be on the show.
She wanted to be with Jax and wanted to be on the show.
She wanted to be
and
like,
I guess,
in the
like,
crew.
Congratulations to those goals. Anyone that, like.
Rotten Hail.
Yeah, I mean, like.
Kudos.
I guess I have nothing but respect for my president,
no,
Brittany.
I respect
Couchy.
Brittany, but I also. Brittany Taylor. But I also.
I just am. That's
it's
not
kind of like when
that's not a goal that I would set for myself. And
like,
so I guess I just have a really hard time understanding when other people have that kind of goal, specifically surrounding anyone on Vanderpump Rules, when the goal is to be like, I need to be as close to them as humanly possible. I'm like, okay.
Well, you've had some experience.
I know. I'm just
but
like,
I. Really fast. It kind of reminds me of Sister Wives. I haven't watched it in a while, but I was hooked on Sister Wives on TLC. Mm. There were three wives to begin with, and then the whole drama was he brought in a fourth wife, Robin, who was had not been in polygamy at all. She was just a divorced mom of one.
She was
one,
a fan.
And she really wanted to be a sister wife, and she wanted in. And she was, like, younger and prettier, question mark, than the other ones. And he was, like, obsessed with her, and the other women were, like, really... It's like Big Love, that show.
Yeah.
And she was brought in, and she became the most fanatical of all of them. Like, she was like, we are sister wives. Like, she bought into it so hard. And then she sort of usurped all of them and became her legal main wife.
Wow.
She's his legal main wife. So she's now in control of all of them.
That's hot.
But like, she really wanted to be a sister wife.
I guess just like really want, I'm like, I guess I need to just really discover my passion of what I really want. Cause I'm racking my brain to do some journaling of figuring out what I feel as passionate about as that.
I'm going to drive you to some location and like trot you off to some person.
Drive me to a Dead & Co. show and just like pawn me off to John Mayer.
I'm going to wear like, what would Sherry wear in the car?
Sherry frosted up her lipstick.
Like a tank.
She had a loose pony with her bangs all down.
Some jangly bracelets. I'm going to wear jangly bracelets.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a loose pony.
Some eyeshadow.
A skirt.
Yeah.
Some eyeshadow. Some heavy,
hoop
heavy.
Earrings. Big hoop earrings.
Frosted pink lipstick. And whiten my teeth. And I'm going to wear some jangly bracelets. And I'm going to wear some Keds. And then I'm going to get... Lara?
You're doing it.
Get in the car. And we're going to drive off to Grateful Dead. And I'm going to be like, so what are you going to say to John Mayer when we get there?
What are you going to say? I'm like, I don't know.
Let's
hi.
Play.
I'm like, hey, great show.
Grateful show.
You're like, no, you idiot.
No,
don't say that.
Don't say that. Say it like
say
this.
That. Say it like
he
this.
He won't want you.
Blink at him. Show him your eyes.
He'll turn away from
eyes.
You.
Why don't you bat your eyes? Put some mascara on.
Put on some of this. And she's like, Mom, drive. And she's like, I'll...
She's like, it's too bad you have those small tits, Brittany, because I know him. He loves big boobs.
He loves big titties. He loves big knockers. Get those knockers out in plain sight. Get
him out. Put your push-up bra on. Put your bra on.
She starts steering with her knees. She's like, put your bra on. No, mama. And she's trying to like pull Brittany. She's like, get your fucking tits out.
Yeah.
Get those knockers out. You're a Hooters girl.
Lift those tits out. Lift
you remember what you learned at Hooters. He likes those.
He likes those.
So we're going to stay off the strip at La Quinta Inn. She's like, why can't we stay in the strip, Mom?
We can't afford it.
We can't afford it.
Don't you know that?
You know that.
It's your job to get on the show.
It's your job to get on the show. It's like in Titanic.
Yeah.
Francis.
They are.
Sure.
Except.
Oh, the money's gone, Rose.
Brittany's just like.
She's like pulling Brittany's corset.
Yeah.
All the money's gone, Rose.
So Brittany's down. It's like if Rose and Titanic was like, okay, and then like
now
the ship
Mary
sank
Cal.
And there was no real drama. They she just like pushed
got away.
Some women and children off and paid a guy to like get on a lifeboat.
Yeah. And they like had their wedding in Philadelphia. And
like had a heart of the ocean.
That always pissed me off. Why didn't she fucking take it and give it to her grandchildren?
Yeah, that was fucking rude. She's like, a psychotic old lady. She'd had a mental break. She died after that. I mean, she clearly was like in the throes of a pre-death dementia.
But that's like generational money.
Yeah.
Like I would have, if my grandmother was like, hey guys, I've had this thing. It costs, what did it cost?
Like
$100 million.
At least $30 million.
Like that's money that you can give to your family and like can be used over generations.
Or like give it to charity.
No.
If you don't want your family to have it. Give it to someone. Give it to like a homeless person.
Give it to me.
I don't give a shit, but don't throw it in the ocean,
don't
you
throw
fat
it in, into
shit
the,
little bitch.
Into the abyss. The literal abyss of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
You're in like the northern Atlantic Ocean. I would have
okay,
come up behind
psycho.
Her and go, what's wrong with you?
I would have pushed her off. You can go too. Bye, Mom.
Bye, Graham.
You fucking cunt. You really just did that. Did you really just do that? I'd be like, stop the boat. Stop the boat.
Stop the boat. She just threw the fucking thing in the ocean.
Threw the thing in the fucking ocean.
Send a submersible
ocean.
Down. It's probably
yeah,
still on its way
in,
down.
Yeah, it's on its way down. Just like go get
how long
it.
Did it take to sink?
Will someone chain her to something so she doesn't do... She's,
she's
wandering
a menace
around.
To herself.
She's a fucking mess.
Oh, you wanted to play a little prank? Well, here's my prank. I'm taking the fucking submersible down myself.
Guess what? I'm going to go get that necklace. You're going back to a nursing home and we're done here. We don't need a relationship anymore. This is clearly what you think. Are you insane?
I would take a submersible down for 30 mil.
Yeah, I'd gladly.
Wait, how deep, how long do you think it took for the Heart of the Ocean to sink?
I don't know.
That's pissed off.
That is rude.
Fucking rude.
That's rude. Selfish. Quite honestly, very selfish.
Quite frankly,
I think selfish. You're selfish.
Selfish woman. Selfish person. Selfish.
You knew the entire reason that this boat is out here and that you just got like a free helicopter ride, premium travel to the middle of fucking nowhere, Atlantic Ocean, is because of this necklace.
Did she do it like, maybe they'll find it?
No, I think she did it like, I'm going to die tonight. Like, I'm ready to die. So I don't give a shit.
If I didn't cash it in.
Classic Rose. She's like, they found my pictures.
The woman in the photo was me.
Is me.
Yes. I can tell you that the woman in the photo was me.
I mean, I feel like probably, though, when you get that old, you just love like a hijinks like that. It's like fun to troll.
Yeah.
You lose any fucks that are left, and then you just go into full-blown troll mode. My grandma was the same way, where she just was like, but it was like, it was delightful. And if you're their family, you're like, I love this. Like, it's like silly troll mode.
It's like when you hear about senior citizens like shoplifting.
Yeah. They're just like being silly.
It's like old wild dogs or wild hogs.
Wild hogs. It's total Travolta.
Or like the last, what's that movie with like Alan Alda?
It's Grumpy Old Men.
It is. My grandma, I remember my Nana farted once in public, and she and I loved it. And she looked at me and she like shrugged her shoulders and kind of went, oops. And I was like,
that was her fucking Heart of the Ocean moment. Oops.
And her like, I loved her like, her like rat tail was out. Like,
yeah, her rat tail was out. Blowing in the wind.
I love it. She had like a total wig on and just like Rose DeWitt Picator.
Yeah.
That was her name.
But then she changed it to like
Rose Dawson.
Smith.
Rose Dawson.
Oh, yeah.
Dawson.
Rose Dawson.
Rose Dawson.
Oops. Should we talk about some other socialites who...
Also, real fast, yesterday was Lindsay Lohan's birthday.
Yeah.
And
I didn't realize
that
she was younger than me. I guess I just never thought of her as being younger than I am.
She's older than time.
Yeah.
She's as old as time.
She's a tale as old as time.
She's as old as sin.
She is old as sin. 33, her Jesus year.
She did a fully nude birthday photo yesterday.
Love. Where like, she was like twisted up in her legs.
It was like Demi Moore on the cover of Striptease.
Love.
And it was like in this giant loft.
Always in a giant loft.
Yeah.
She's never not in a loft. She's either in a loft or on a boat.
She did the Lilo in another dance video where it was like her silhouette in like the sunlight.
Oh, I saw that.
She looked possessed.
She is. She's Suspiria.
Olga.
She is from Suspiria.
She was like, she had like her limbs. She was like,
she's like marching to and fro.
1, 2. That's part of Midsummer. What was that?
I don't know. Just had to breathe.
I think it was kind of like the of the movie.
Yeah, it was like a real sound moment.
Yeah.
Lindsay is full.
Yeah, Lindsay is Charlie.
Yeah.
Lindsay is... Lindsay is Paimon. She is a conjurer. She is sitting on a mound of coins.
The grandmother.
She truly is Queen Lee.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, so high society.
Also, really quick, one shout out to the gay arc light attendant who walked out. Were you there for that?
No, I missed his announcement. What did he say?
It felt like dinner theater. As he was walking out, he went into the microphone. He went, if you're having second thoughts about seeing this movie, now's the time to do it. There's a screening of Toy Story 4 right next door. As he was walking out, and everyone went, woo! But it was like
so much audience participation.
It was like in like the haunted house in Disney World.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it was.
Hey, guys.
It was a definitely, we do things a little differently around here.
I
loved him.
ArcLight when they have true passion, which they all do. Otherwise, you don't get a job there.
It's a running time of 2 hours and 25 minutes. That is 145 minutes.
If you're having second thoughts.
Having second thoughts, better get out soon. There's a screening of Toy Story 4 right down the hall.
Woo!
And then everyone woo! And then when the A24 logo, woo!
Yeah, everyone goes, woo!
When the A24 logo came on, we all went, woo! Yeah! I went like this. Yes! I went, yeah! Everyone, the four of us went like this. Yeah!
We went down the row. Yeah.
Ooh, right.
A24. And then the movie started.
Woo!
Yeah! Something happened in the movie. We went, woo!
I literally did. Yes!
Oh my God! Woo!
I literally went, oh! We all were.
I actually do go, oh my God.
Yeah. We all were.
There were a couple parts where I, oh my God.
Dan went, oh God. Simon just always likes, he'll just like silently shake his head.
He likes to turn left and right. I do like a, oh my God.
And I'm like,
you go, do you see that?
Do you like it?
Do you like it?
Are you having fun?
What kind of moviegoer are you? Do you do, oh my God. Do you do, oh God. Do you like it? Or do you do just like a look back and forth at everyone?
Or my mom, I have tears.
Or do you do my mom where you just fall asleep? She fell asleep. She slept through all of Hereditary. So are you like that? Write in. Let us know.
E. Falling asleep.
All of the above.
All of the above.
E, falling asleep.
But I love that your mom fell asleep in that movie.
She just goes mouth open sleep.
I passed out. I brought water bottles of vodka to Pirates of the Caribbean, like the third one, and I passed out. I went out to
That's
have a cigarette.
Good one to pass out in.
I went out drunk to have a cigarette during the movie and talked to some like randos, and then went back into the movie and
you're like,
out.
Wow, this movie's fucking crazy. Like, anyways, do you like Johnny Depp? Like, do you think it's
like what is he wearing in the middle of this movie?
That's a real. I need a cigarette. I got it. Like, I excuse me. Sorry. Sorry.
Moment.
Excuse me. So Johnny Depp, huh? Anyways, this movie's crazy. I loved having a cigarette and then going back into the movie and being like, I gotta finish this. Like, it's like, whatever.
That was a babe.
That was a real
18-year-old babe.
A Yule's derby move.
Speaking of Yule's, this episode.
This is peak Yule's in this episode.
Some shenanigans happened.
So it begins with Tinsley having a voiceover moment.
She's like,
the Carrie Bradshaw of our generation, Tinsley Mortimer.
She's like, Casimir has fled back to Europe and my life is spiraling out of control.
I broke up with Casimir. My mom is nowhere to be found and I feel like my life is spiraling out of control.
So
she goes, Dabney is also struggling with difficult people.
Dabney's also struggling right now. It's really hard. It's been so hard for her to live in the same space as Jules and they're still managing how to have a cohesive situation. So tonight, I've asked Daphne to join me at La Perla.
For a girls' night.
So Tinsley rents out La Perla for her and Daphne to try on sexy lingerie.
Yeah.
And drink champagne and just get giggly.
And I love that their version of sexy lingerie is just like nightgowns. Because they're like very negligees. Waspy, like conservative. So they try on like negligees and then Tinsley, like they both, you pointed out they both do the same thing where they like come out and they're like and like kick up one heel.
Yeah, there's a shot
and
of
like
both of
look
them are
over their shoulders like at themselves in the mirror and then Tinsley goes, it's like a little dress. And it's like, yeah bitch, it is like a dress, like it's a nightgown.
Also there's a part where there's a shot of just both of them are wearing the same felt like
booties. They love a felt booty.
And I think it's Tinsley. She kicks her foot up.
She loves
a
kicked foot.
What are you guys doing? Like, what reality are they in?
Tinsley is living in like Southern Charm.
Yeah. Which is a great show. So they have a girls' night, and they head back to the Empire Hotel. I guess Jules was out for that night, so they go back. And
they jump on the bed.
Well, first, Tinsley says, it means so much to me that Dabney is my sister. It's like,
yeah.
What?
You're related.
Like same. I have a sister, and I love
her. Siblings mean a lot to their fellow siblings. That's how it works.
It's crazy. It means a lot to me that Dabney is my sister. So they go back to the Empire and they jump in the beds in their nightgowns, and it's like in Sex and the City movie when Carrie's wearing pearls to bed on New Year's Eve. It's like totally that.
One of them tries on like a pink wig, and they're like, ah! And they order room service and
chicken fingers.
Which I was like, this is me.
And they are. And then
Dabney real talks Tinsley.
She's like, What happened to the girl I grew up with?
This was her real Tennessee Williams monologue. Mm-hmm. What happened to the girl I grew up with who said, I can do anything? Where's that, Tinsley? Why don't you stand up for yourself to mom and tell her it's not okay and she won't treat you like that anymore?
Grow a pair, Tinsley.
But then you kind of realize, like, Tinsley is a little bit what happened to the girl who... Like, her life has really been, like, pre and post Topper.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's ever gotten that, like, spirit of confidence back.
Yeah, Dabney was like,
I love and relate to that struggle a lot, which is I find her to be like endlessly fascinating on Roni.
Yeah, she's never in the moment. She's always pre or post.
Yeah,
you're right. And Dabney's kind of like, get in the moment, stay in the present.
Dabney is in the fucking moment
24/7. Dabney is the most present person.
Dabney is no nonsense, and I actually really like her.
One of the readers sent me a photo of Dabney at a nail salon, like an undercover, a sly photo she took of Dabney getting her nails done.
They were both at the nail salon at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow. Dabney is just like here to tell Tinsley, like, suck it up and get your shit together.
And Tinsley goes, I love you so much, Dabney. I love you so much. And they both, there's like a minute where they're both going, cheers, love you. Cheers, love you so much, Dabney. Love you so much. Cheers.
I love you so much. I just really love you
cheers.
So much.
You mean so much to me. Cheers.
Means so much to me and you're my sister.
Sisters.
Sisters forever.
And then Jules walks in and goes, lesbians.
Fucking dyke. And like farts and then goes to bed.
So then we go to Paul. Paul is like...
That was a joke.
Yeah, that was a joke.
That was a joke. That did not happen in the show. That was just like a joke.
Probably just cut it out.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go. Because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
So then Paul, he's very nervous because the page six post about the sconces from last week's episode.
He's still haunted by these sconces.
He's really nervous. He's like, page six is like really shady. They're going to like, I know they're going to print something horrible about me.
So he goes off to like have breakfast at like his favorite cafe. And then he's like Googling himself and figuring out the page six. And then there's a long scene of him like explaining to another woman who's also there, like, all the page six drama that's going down. And he's like, they are writing about me. They like won't stop writing about me. It's fucking crazy. The article came out today. Like, look, see. And she's kind of like nodding. And then it pans out and it's just his waitress. And she's like, huh. And then walks away, never to be seen again. She's wearing a beanie. I was like, he doesn't know this person.
He reads her the entire article.
Like a 5-minute article. And she's like, huh.
That's cool.
And then ran away.
Bye.
She quit her job.
She quit her job and moved back to like Montana.
Yeah.
So then the post in page six is like basically like he's parties like a rock star.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's awesome. Fuck yeah. Like, that's how you do it. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, and then I was extra excited because NBC fashion blog wrote,
which was like, who?
Actually had a funny title. It was just, no, Tinsley Mortimer. And they were ripping apart Tinsley's Marchesa gown that she wore.
She looked more cake than fashion.
And so Paul was like, she should have gone with my downtown looks.
Maybe
and
she would have looked hot.
Maybe she, which...
Which I don't know about that, because I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe. Anything could have happened.
Yeah. But yeah. He was just really, he's like, this felt like, he feels like it was a victory for him.
It was a huge victory that he found a blog no one has ever heard of. Like NBC's attempt at like a digital fashion blog.
Yeah. Like a what not to wear.
Yeah.
So then
we get back to Yules.
Yules is having a full like morning after.
Yules is really hungover.
She seems really hungover. She's sitting on a couch and in looks like a beach wrap or like a cover up.
Yeah.
And she's wearing high tops.
She's wearing like a Reebok high top of some sort. And she's on the phone once again with a manager.
Yeah.
Trying to solicit a cleaning person to come and scrub up vomit on the floor and wipe dust on the floor.
There's literally
vomit on the floor and like dust on the table. And it's like, can you just like fucking send someone up here to like clean it? Like, I don't see why I should have to fucking
clean
it.
And then they come up and she's like, do you see there's like vomit? I'm like, but there's a reason why there's vomit there. Like the staff did not come in and throw up on your carpet.
It's not like you just threw up. One day woke up and there was vomit on the floor.
You or someone that you were partying with threw up on the...
I also love the entitlement of being like, if I was in a hotel and I threw up on the floor, I would try and like clean it or do my best to like...
I would be in shame.
Yeah, alleviate the vomit situation. Or I would call down and be like, I'm so sorry. Like, I got a little sick.
Like, I mean, it's like when I used to like wet my bed when I was drinking.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, oh my God.
I know. Anytime, like, yeah, anytime I pissed myself when I was drinking, like... Literally three times over the course of my 21st year of age, I peed myself. And I was never Jules about it.
I peed myself like twice a week, so we're good.
We're
good.
We're having a literal pissing contest now.
We are.
You win. Like, you win.
I win.
Okay, yeah, you win. You win.
Yeah.
Anyways, I crown you the Paymon
of pissing.
I'm
the May Queen.
You're the May Queen of bedwetting.
Of alcoholic bedwetting. But no, Jules, I just love that she's like, there's vomit. I'm like, where do you,
that's
how do
like
you think
shitting
it,
yourself?
How do you think it got there?
Yeah.
Like, do you think like someone in the night came in and threw?
She's acting like it was just like suddenly
yeah,
there.
Like she's like, how is it? It's like, this is your fault that there's vomit there. It's
yeah,
like,
she's
what?
Queen of gaslighting, yeah. Like the manager.
So Tim,
but the manager will have his day, as we soon
as we see.
No, so yeah, she's
but things,
just...
So it's just to show that things are getting to like a boiling point, and then she goes down to like the salon at the hotel.
And she decides to terrorize,
which looks like it looks like a gym.
Take the Jules show on the road. She goes on a tour, and her first stop on tour is downstairs at the hair salon.
She's like, she's like, I need you to schedule me in immediately. And the woman's like, we don't.
But I'm not coming out.
She's like, we don't have any openings today. And Jules is like, and Jules literally goes, but I have a party tonight.
And also, Jules does the thing where it's like, when you can't even deign to like communicate with someone anymore, so you stop forming cohesive and like understandable sentences, where she just goes, well, I'm a party now, I gotta go.
It's like the people that you grew up with who were like so cool that like they were so cool that like they didn't need to enunciate or actually say words.
When you they're just like, oh, it's my,
like,
god,
you've like reached this transcendent status of just like,
like, she and her friends sit around and they like speak like that to each other and they all understand what each other is saying. But they just are like, it's like,
they speak in like, they speak in like Bene Gesserit witch from Dune.
Yeah.
Just like without words.
Total without words.
Telepathy.
It's their own language. They're very midsummer in that
They're
way.
Super midsummer. But Jules goes down and she's like, but I have a party tonight.
And
the woman's like, I'm sorry.
She
like,
goes, you do this all the time.
You literally...
We do our best to accommodate you, but like, we can't. And she goes, whatever. I'll just go and like find someone else and do it. You guys are fucking
She's
bullshit.
Like, I'll just go find someone who does it better. And then the woman goes, okay. So then Paul is like...
So Jules is like back on the road.
Paul, Jules is on the streets, just like...
Jules on the Street is a show that I would watch, where she just goes up to people and like demands something from them.
Yeah. And if they don't, give me your money.
And they're like, no. And she's like, I
have a party tonight.
And they're like, no. And she's like, fine, I'll just fucking find someone that'll give me money.
Yeah, I'll find
and you're like, okay.
Better. Okay. She's like, whatever.
Whatever.
I have a party tonight. So then Paul goes back to his place and he's like super excited about, you know, I've had a press victory over Jules Kirby. She tried to sabotage me, but like, no, honey.
Calling everyone he knows to tell them the good news.
I know. And he opens up a bottle of champagne. And So then he
gets in a limo.
He gets in a limo to go out on the town. He calls a florist.
And he orders
a
bouquet.
This is like the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, this was like pure... Like, I wish Paul had remained a reality TV person, because he is exactly what you want on a reality television show.
Like, this show is fairly like forgotten, but like this line I think is an iconic line.
He goes, can I get a bouquet? And I want the card to read...
A bouquet of
black roses. And he goes, and I want the card to read, thanks, bitch, I'm hotter than ever.
XXPJC. But I love it. He goes, say, thanks, bitch. And he goes, yeah, bitch.
B-I-T-C-H.
Thanks, bitch, I'm hotter than ever. XXPJC. Thank you.
And he like hangs up.
And then he gets Tommy the model.
Tommy the model joins Paul in the limo.
And he gets in and he's wearing like, Tommy always wears like
an anorak.
Like REI coats.
Yeah.
He's always wearing like,
he's always ready for like a trek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's, it's, that is like so like, he dresses, because I went to an all boys school and like when it was cold out, like people would wear their like uniforms, their like coats on, over their uniforms, and like Tommy dresses like that.
Yeah, he fully never stopped like, wearing his like North hetero. Face or REI over his like blazer.
He never like, he came out, but his style didn't.
No, his style remained.
He's still in the closet in his style. So Tommy joins Paul in the limo.
And Jules gets Paul's flowers. And this is the beginning of her like refusing to film. And yeah. So she gets the flowers and she's like, what are these? Like, she's getting ready to go out.
She goes, the guy goes, he goes, a delivery. Are these for Jules Kirby? This is for Jules Kirby. And she looks, she like inspects the flowers and she goes, it's a joke.
Is this a joke? Is and he's
like,
ugly?
No. And then she's like, okay, well, it's weird. It's really weird. And she brings him over to the counter and she checks the way she parts it. She like opens the card.
She wouldn't even open it all the way. She's like, and then it's like, and rips it up.
What's this say?
Ugh. And she's pissed. Ugh. She's like genuinely furious.
Yeah, she's like,
she's furious at this whole situation. And it's just like, what? Why are you so mad?
She's also like, he won.
Yeah, she knows. Did. And then she's also furious that it's like on camera. I love
she's humiliated.
I love like your limit of being furious is not when you said a bunch of racist and homophobic anti-Semitic remarks.
It's
you're fine with
being
that.
Being filmed getting
It's being
owned.
Filmed getting black flowers.
Getting PWN owned.
Yeah.
With owned. Like, what does that mean?
What?
When people write like owned like PW.
Pwned? They do write that?
Yeah.
Like
No, PWN. ED, like pwned.
I've never seen that.
Really?
That's a new internet term.
Hold on, let me look.
Google it. Yeah, we need to know. Readers, please hold. What? Is it something really bad?
It's fucking gamer lingo.
Oh, what does it mean?
It means like in a game when they're like owned and they hype, they abbreviate it.
They just say
it.
Pwned? Oh, that doesn't make sense.
It's fucking gamer shit.
Okay.
Like straight Reddit.
Incel? That's incel
it's
lingo?
It's incel lingo. I just,
okay. You
I just
went,
quoted. I just went full incel that moment. Speaking of incel, have you seen incel plastic surgery?
Yeah, I have.
It's wild.
It's really wild. I love that they make themselves uglier.
I know. Some of them look hot. I'm kidding. I was like, I
wonder.
No, I wouldn't. That's horrifying. That profile of that guy from like Denmark or Amsterdam who kept flying over to,
he's like, we'll just never stop having plastic surgery.
It's horrifying.
It's like, get a life.
I know. And they're like, they call like,
the thing is, if you really want to fuck someone, you can find someone who wants to fuck you.
Yeah, it's just
like
they,
there is truly, I truly believe every single person in this world can find another person in this world that wants to have sex with them.
Every lid has its pot.
Yeah.
And it's just because
it's just a matter of finding, like going to the right place to find it.
No, it's because they're entitled and they think that like they're just entitled to a hot woman and it's not fair. Or like a woman they think is hot, like their standard of like,
get a fucking sex worker. What's the big deal?
No, it's like they expect the women to just throw themselves at them. And it's like, it's just not how the world works.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry. Oh my god, that's what you thought? I'm sorry.
No, they're just like, they're like so lame. These, like when they're quoted, they're all, and they speak, and like
how are you not like humiliated? They're very Jules in that way.
They are. Anyway.
So Jules rips her mic off.
She's like,
so I'm not fucking doing this. I'm not doing it. I'm not gonna film this.
And she goes in and
like leaves the room.
Yeah.
Then there's another event. And Paul spots Devorah and he says, then I see Devorah with her Crocodile Dundee walkabout hair. I don't even know what that means.
Walkabout is like from the movie Walkabout, where it's like these like rich city slickers whose dad leaves them in the middle of the outback and they like they get like haggard and fried. It was actually really accurate. And
it was
so,
a good read.
It was such
there
a good
is
read.
Perplexing. I'm like, no, if but you Paul, have
it was like
Crocodile Dundee vlog about
from Paul. He's
Paul
amazing.
A
he's
comedian.
Like kind of a brilliant person.
He's brilliant. He's truly ahead of his time.
But like, it was just.
But like, why? I don't understand when people of means have really bad hair. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
You can literally pay someone thousands of dollars and they'll make your hair look good.
Is she of means?
Exactly. Who knows? The verdict's still out on Devorah. We have not figured
out.
We haven't figured out her end game. But she spends the entire time going around this benefit explaining to people that she and Tinsley are done. And she runs into like gay fans of hers.
Oh yeah. No, that's at the end.
That's at the end?
Yeah. First she sees Paul and she's like
Oh yeah.
She goes up to Paul and they're like having like a fake combo and Paul's like smiling at her and she's like, when Paul, after he was arrested for stealing a purse, anytime he was in a room, Paul would be here and everyone else would be on the other side of the room.
Which is like mean to say.
She goes, everyone knows Paul's name, but no one takes him seriously. It's like, fuck you, Devorah.
Okay, Devorah.
No one takes you seriously.
Literally, you're not walkabout. A social like with your walkabout Crocodile Dundee hair. I just love saying someone has Crocodile Dundee hair.
I know.
I like them. I like
walkabout.
Just saying like
that's so specific. It's you're just so like
Crocodile Dundee anything.
Yeah.
Which I think now it will apply to anything that I choose it to apply to. Like it doesn't necessarily have to relate.
I have crocodile. I look Crocodile Dundee
I like
right now.
Don't want any of your Crocodile Dundee energy right
yeah.
now.
It's just like
that's a really good yeah. insult.
It's kind of like I remember. This
with
is,
Brittany and Jax is like Crocodile Dundee wedding.
Yeah.
What?
No, I'm not going to say it. I just remember Amy Schumer was getting interviewed once in Australia, and this like douchey like white guy was interviewing her, and he was like kind of calling her a slut. Like mm-hmm. her persona is like slutty. And she said like, she said something like, oh, is that what they said about your mom or something? And she's like, yeah, I can tell she's from the Outback. You know, like she totally read him. She's
like, I love that.
Yeah.
And he was like, Outback is so wild. Which also reminds me of another movie that I want to watch. And I talk about this across various podcast platforms, which is
Picnic at Hanging Rock.
No.
Oh.
I need to watch that. But this is a movie called... Fuck, I'm going to have to Google it. But you need to watch this because you would actually die for this
yeah.
movie. Okay, this movie from 1971 called Wake and Fright. And it is truly one of the best Australian horror films in the world. And it's all takes place in the Outback.
What's it called?
Wake and Fright.
Okay.
Martin Scorsese called it like the scariest movie he's ever seen.
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
You will love it. Oh my God, you're going to love it.
I thought Wolf Creek was really scary.
I weirdly didn't.
I was really messed up by that.
I need all my Aussie readers to at me on any social media platform and let's initiate a TED Talk discussion on Wake and Fright.
Devorah goes up, some reporter starts like asking her.
Anyone who asks her, like, what are you wearing? And she's like, Tinsley and I are done. She snubbed me.
I know,
four
this, like, very patient reporter is, like, recording her. And she's like...
She's like, she snubbed me four times at the Oscars or at the wherever.
The opera.
The opera. And I'm over it. And the war is on. And it's like, no one literally cares, nor did they ask you about this.
He's just like, okay.
Like, you're at, like, a cancer benefit.
Yeah,
can we talk like, about this? She's like... You wouldn't believe what Tinsley Mortimer did to me now.
The word is out and I'm getting it out. She's like,
we are not friends anymore and I'm done with her.
Tinsley Mortimer is over.
Okay. Okay, Devorah.
He's like, all right, I just came here to like.
He's like, I'm getting paid like $100 to write this like a party thing. Can yeah. you like just tell me one thing? Yeah. She snubbed me four times. I tried to say hi to her and she wouldn't have it. Therefore, the war is on.
The war is on. With you do a great impression of her, like fully.
They're like,
The war is on.
The war is on between me and Tinsley.
Tinsley. She calls her Tinsley.
Tinsley.
So then...
Meanwhile, the Emperor Empire Hotel.
The Emperor Strikes Back.
Fucking Jules is finally
on our page.
Jules is hanging with some unknown who agreed to be like signed a photo release, which is wild that this like random girl
who looks exactly like Jules.
Yeah, signed a photo release and was like agreed to be filmed for this scene where Jules finally gets the one-on-one with the manager that she thinks she's been waiting for.
I need to speak to the manager. Fully happens.
Finally, the manager comes.
He's like this nice gay guy. And
a tall, imposing, but kind-hearted gay man.
He walks in and he goes, Miss Kirby? The friend answers her and he goes, are you Miss Kirby? And she's like, no, she's over there. Jules is just sitting on the couch.
Jules is sitting in her favorite spot.
Like,
on the couch.
Has she gone out? They're drinking, like...
They're drinking little glasses of, like, white
Red Bull
wine.
Vodka.
And, like, Jules is just, like, smirking to herself, yeah, as she always does after she's, like, terrorized.
She sits there, like, something... She looks guilty.
Why does Jules love to sit in the middle... She loves to sit in the middle of the couch and just, like, evil Grinch smirk to herself.
It's like, when, it's like, I can just see her as, like, a little kid just sitting, like... She just did something bad.
She loves throwing up on the floor and then making someone clean it.
We're
kidding. When she was little, like, would just sit in the couch and be like, bleh, and then be like, and then like make one of the maids clean it up, and then just smirk, smile, Omen style to herself.
She'd be
is
watching
the
like,
Omen.
She'd be watching like Clarissa Explains It All, and she'd be like,
she'd eat really fast and like, then be like, and then like just smile to herself, ring a
she'd
bell.
She'd eat like Sour Patch Kids and just go, bah. It's like in The Exorcist when Reagan just goes, bah, just spits up peas. She just projectile vomits. The maid comes in and she's like, oh, fuck.
Miss Kirby again. Jules just. Jules Kirby on the couch vomiting and watching people clean it up, and she's never felt happier.
So they come in and they're like, Miss Kirby, he goes, since you've been here, you've been, you know, there have been
a variety of
endless
incidents.
Complaints. And she goes, are you really gonna do this on camera?
I'm really gonna do this right now on camera.
He's like, no, I don't have to. And she's like, great, stop fucking filming, I'm serious, guys.
She refers to, like, a producer by name.
Yeah, she's like...
She's like, stop, turn the camera off. Turn the camera off, and I'm not doing this. And then comes and, like, grabs a camera and, like, thrusts it down.
It's totally Blair Witch, last scene.
Yeah, then the cameras go back on, and the guy is like, no, you really... They're, like, in the bedroom, and the guy's like, you need to leave. She's like, fine, we're going. We're going to go. We're going to go tonight. And he goes... Can we get a timeline on that? And kind of he starts to smirk, and you know that he's really excited to like hit her with a timeline. She's
no,
like,
he's
fucking going right now.
That's how you know it's really bad.
When you
it's like
are
she's
asked
a threat
for a timeline to leave a place, you've fucked up.
So then we cut to her. She's wearing a blue hoodie and a red and white striped like Where's Waldo
yeah. beachy outfit.
And she's wearing her hat and she has just her wallet and her keys and she's like doesn't even take her bag. She's
where's
like,
her stuff?
Out of her. They'll take care of it. She has her hood on. Like where's she gonna go? First
I'm
of
sure
all.
She has like a lot of places that she can go.
But
she probably goes to like her friend's apartment.
Yeah, she's like a couch crasher. But then we cut to Dabney, and Dabney says, like, apparently there was a fight outside of the hotel earlier that night, and it was apparently Jules.
So people Jules, think it was Jules.
Which means...
So Jules
probably,
got into, like, a brawl, like a physical brawl with someone outside of the hotel.
Wearing, like, a cocktail dress.
Yeah. Then went up to celebrate her brawl win with, like, a little glass of Red Bull
and some
vodka.
Girl that she, like, met on the street.
Yeah.
Come on up.
She probably fought with that girl, yeah. And they beat the shit out of each other, and then they were like, you know what?
Have you seen the video of those two girls fighting outside the Grammys?
No.
Oh, my God. It was, like, a few years ago. These two, like, girls were just, like, brawling, and then... Or one of them's trying to pull the other one who's really drunk, and then the girl... pushes her to the ground and then takes the girl by her hair and starts dragging her. And she's going, oh my God. Alexa. Oh my fucking God.
As she's just getting dragged.
Yeah. And she's just like, she's pulling her like hair, and the other girl's just like, no lights behind the eyes.
Oh my God.
And someone filming, they're just like, LOL, I'll show you.
I last fall did the last leg of the Grizzly Bear Stadium tours where they opened for Florence. And on one of the stops, one of their shows was at the Mohegan Sun Casino, which is a real babe zone. Yeah, in Connecticut. And at the end of the night, it was like 2 a.m. and all the like college kids were piling back out into like the buses to take them back to their campuses or whatever. And there was a full-blown girl fight that broke out between a girl on one of the buses and a girl that was off. And I just heard screaming and then saw the girl that was off the bus pull this girl and just by the hair fling her onto the ground, pull her out of the bus onto the ground. And they were just like screaming. And then the girl got onto the bus and left. And the girl on the ground was just like, ah! And I was like, this is classic Mohegan Sun Saturday night. As a 20-something.
That Mohegan Sun energy.
That was a pure, big Mohegan Sun energy. So Jules runs into the street, climbs into a moving cab, and is like, we're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, the cab is literally in the middle. It's like in Columbus Circle. It's like in the middle of the fucking street. And Jules just grabs her friend and they like, she opens the cab door as it's driving by her.
They just hustle into it.
No, I think like just a cab drove by them and she just opened the door as it drove by and then it stopped and she was like, I guess we have to take these people.
Yeah.
Like insanity.
Insanity.
So they like drive off in the night going to God knows where.
They drive off into the night to go like vom on other people's carpet somewhere. Blech. Blech.
Smirk. I didn't actually smirk. Can you clean this up?
Can you clean this up? There's like vomit on the floor.
I don't know how it got there. It's fucking crazy.
Like, I don't think I should have to clean it up.
I don't think I should have to clean it up.
It's fucking gross. I don't think I should have to do it.
Fucking disgusting. So
Paul and Tommy are out and about, and then Tommy...
Things take a real turn.
So
Paul says, like, they're out... He says, because people recognize him from the Page Six story, so...
They're out clubbing. Paul's dancing on tables.
It's like people see someone getting filmed, so they're just, like, buying him
shots and, like, being with him.
They're, like, beating up the beat. They're totally Sheena on the beating. They're just jumping on chair. Paul's just, like... in his element. And then
he's like,
Tommy,
things are getting crazy. I danced on a table.
And then Tommy just hits that wall that you get sometimes when you're like blackout, where like you're just like
blackout, but also on coke, where you're just like overwhelmed. Yeah. And you're like, ugh, like I just want to like be with you. Yeah. I don't want to like be around other people. You know what I mean?
So Tommy just goes, I'm done. That's enough. I can't do this. So he storms out. And then Paul's like, so he like goes out after him. He's like, what? And Tommy's like, I just like want to be with you. Like, I don't want all these people around. And Paul's like, okay, but like being part of me means that like part of me belongs to the world, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's like I have to share myself with the public. Like, it's who I am.
It's like, this is how the deal. Like, this is what it is.
And then Tommy, I think maybe is like a little jealous, and he goes, "What are you just dating me? Like, I don't want you to just date me because I'm a model.
I don't want to be used as arm candy because Paul, I'm a model." And Paul's face
was gold.
Gold.
Tommy says, are you just using me because I'm a model? Paul looks like he just smelled something like
he smelled Jules's vomit. And he's like,
he's like, what? Like, am I using you? Like, Paul's like, if anything, you're using me. And it's in like his interview. He's like, if anything, Tommy's using me.
Yeah.
He goes, you're a model in obscurity. And I'm Paul Johnson Calderon.
He goes, I'm Paul motherfucking Johnson Calderon.
He goes, where do you go when you're already
at the top?
At the top.
And then like turns around and pumps both fists into the air, like Rocky style.
It was like at the end of Breakfast Club when Judd Hirsch. Judd Hirsch is like 100. So
Tommy, he's not wrong.
Tommy storms off.
And it's just like, Tommy, fuck yourself.
Are you just dating me because I'm a model?
I don't want to be used as arm candy. He's also dry crying.
Yeah, he's also like...
He's like...
And Paul's just like...
Paul's like...
I just couldn't get... He was like, what? Like, are you kidding? Like, am I using you? Like...
It smelled sincere. Like, he smelled, you know, in New York when all of a sudden you just get a whiff of like a street fart and you're just like, what?
Or just like hot garbage on like a summer day.
Or like a pee. You're just like it's always, you're just being assaulted by like senses.
He was like, what? And Tommy's like, ugh! And he runs, he like gets in a car and like.
Dramatically like leaves. And then Paul goes back in to keep partying.
I was like, cool. Now I have more drinks myself.
Anyways. Tinsley goes to Newport to see Dale.
Tinsley, she's like, there's a huge benefit tonight at some major thing, but no, I'm missing it to go spend... My mother's invited me to Newport, so I'm heading up there to spend time with her instead.
She, like, takes a train. She's like...
She's, like, has her little, like, train coat on. She's like... She has, like, a little tiny braid, and she's like...
Totally some, like... Far From Heaven shit. Like, she's like wearing, she's like Julianne Moore in Far From Heaven. Like,
mother wants me to come to Newport.
It's like a fake background, like out the window, like in the old, in the movies. And Tinsley's just going, she like takes some blush out and like in the mirror and she's like,
she like puts it back into her handbag and like holds it by with both hands at the top handle.
You
she's
hear?
On the train alone as a woman.
Here. Next stop, Newport. Newport, Rhode Island. Next stop.
That's my stop,
that's
sir.
My... You there?
You there? Would you hand me my bags?
It's up there.
And it's then... right up there, please. I can't reach it myself. Please.
That's Tinsley's mind. Like 1920s.
She is. She's like, ooh.
Yeah. He blows the whistle. And he goes, Newport, Rhode Island, next stop. Newport, Rhode Island, next stop. All aboard. And then Tinsley goes, excuse me, attendant. And then she's a giant suitcase. She's like, that's my stop. And she turns to someone, that's my stop. And someone's just like.
They're like, okay. They look up from like their Kindle and they're like.
But in her, in Tinsley's world, it's like. There's like a fake movie Tinsley background
is
in the like
Carrie Bradshaw, because that's also something Carrie Bradshaw would do.
Carrie Bradshaw's the only one who ever went taxi.
Yeah,
like,
she's
no
always
one
like
in New York ever went.
Yeah. Like she's like, excuse me, and like has to like, like get her. You know what I mean? Because she's also
she was like me in the movie last night.
Yeah, woo! She's also living in like the 1950s where she like wears a bra to bed. Tinsley always like wearing a bra to bed.
Tinsley wears heels to bed.
Yeah.
She wears like booties to bed.
Yeah, her bed booties.
I can't even walk to the bathroom in the middle of the night without boots on.
Excuse me, sir.
That's she goes, she has like a little beret on.
Newport, that's me.
And she's like, has a beret on and she has like her pea coat on. She goes, she has her gloves. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's my stop. You there, attendant, ticket clipper, could you help me with my suitcase? It's just too high up for me, and I can't handle it all on my own. I'm just a little woman going into the big world today. I've never been to Newport, but maybe you could help me with a bag, and I could just get on the right foot.
I'm going to Newport to visit my mother. She has invited me up here. My life is spiraling out of control. Can you help me with my bag? Yeah.
I've never been up this way before alone. Usually I have a man or a mother or a sister attending me. But today it's just me, little Tinsley, little old Tinsley in my little old peacoat. Now could you help me there, sir? Help me with that big suitcase. I can't handle it on my own.
And he goes,
sure, ma'am.
Sure. I don't get paid for this. And he just like takes it. It's like a miniaturized little purse. It's like a purse that's like the size
it's
of
like one
finger.
Of those like Jacquemus like teeny mini purses. Yeah. And he's like,
but in Tinsley's world, when she
it's
looks up,
huge.
It's giant
she
bag.
Looks up and it's massive.
Yeah, she goes, Oh my god.
It's too big for me, don't you see?
How does anyone handle these trains, these crazy, crazy locomotives?
Goes, thank you. Will you carry it out and set it on the ground for me? Yeah. Set it on a she goes, set it on the the trolley. And they set it on one of those like luggage pushing things. There's like a teeny little purse on like a huge thing to push.
She walks out. There's like smoke. It's like the old school, like there's like smoke.
It's like
blowing.
A coal rail, coal train.
It's like the movie Reds with Diane Keaton and more. She like walks out and she's like, wow, Newport, Rhode Island. That's a place I'll check off for coming alone.
Oh, well.
Who's to babysit me when I can babysit myself? I'm an independent, thoroughly modern woman, and this is my new town for the weekend.
She has basically hijacked the train attendant, and she's like, now will you call me a taxi and escort me to my mother's abode in Newport, Rhode Island?
I brought a taxi whistle,
but my
lungs are too weak. I can't blow a full taxi blow.
And what taxi will come for me? A single woman on her own.
A single woman on her own. Coming up from the big city to this new and strange place. However, will I blow it on my own, sir? And he's like,
please assist me. He's like, I have a job. I have to be back on the train. Like, I can't even be off the train. And she goes, please, sir, please don't leave a girl all alone.
Not in this strange place. There could be anyone out there, anyone at all.
So he fully like blows her the whistle and she's like, will you get in the taxi? I can't ride alone in the back seat. A woman in the back seat of a man's
car.
How
uncouth.
Yeah. So he literally goes the whole way to Dale's house with her.
And he's like, and she's like, well, I don't have any cash on me or any coins, but I do have this check. Write yourself a check. And he's like,
Okay.
She's like, here, I'll sign it now. And she writes she writes Tinsley across the check so he can't even fill it out.
In big letters, in like a script with a heart. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You'll never know,
sir,
how much this meant to me.
Yeah. Your words. I'll repay you someday. And he's like, no, you literally won't see me.
You won't. Yeah. You just voided the check.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Have fun. Good luck making your way back to the station.
Have fun in the locomotive. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
Choo-choo. Choo-choo.
I'll see you on the way back, hopefully.
Hopefully our paths will cross again.
She's like, please wait here. I'm just a girl going to my mother's house in Newport, and I have to have a conversation with her.
Yeah, please wait here.
She makes him stick around and
the
then escort
weekend.
Her back to the train, back to New York.
Yeah. Could you stay here a while? I don't know how long it'll be, and I can't walk out of the house alone in these days and age. And he's like, we're in Newport.
It's 2010.
Literally the whitest, like, safest place.
You never know, as a woman traveling alone, who will try something fresh with you.
Something fresh?
Stop being fresh.
Stop being fresh, she says. She looks over and he looks over and there's no one where she's looking.
Do you see the boys over there?
She goes, tell them. Please, tell them. Stop being fresh.
Can't bring me down because I'm an independent woman today. Tell them to stop.
Thank God I have you.
Thank God I have you. And she like grabs his arm and hides behind him. And he's like,
what have I gotten myself into?
She turns and goes, tell them you'll defend me. And their calls and jeers, they won't puncture me.
They have jeers because I'm divorced.
They've jeered at me since my divorce. And I'm just a single lady in this big, big world.
I don't have a man. I don't have the luxury of a man to help me travel.
I don't have the luxury of a man to tell me what to do. So maybe you could tell them what to do.
Please.
And he goes,
Who?
And she's like, there, all five of them. And there's literally like, it's like a coat rack. Tell them to stop. That one right there is making faces. I see him over there. You can't bring me down, good sir. Good sir, I will meet you there.
Yes, I may be divorced, but there's more to me than my divorce.
There's more to me than being a divorcee. I'm still an independent woman.
You can't bring me down.
I have this man to tell you that. I have a man right here to tell you so. And he's like, she's like, tell him. And he's like,
Don't bring her down.
Bring her down. You see that? You see them skittering, scattering like a bunch of little roaches as the light turns on.
Sometimes people won't pay attention to just a single woman. Yeah. Sometimes you need a man to really drive the message home.
Sometimes you need a man to be a megaphone. And he's like, I have to get back. Like, I have work. And she's like, just stay here in the foyer a while. And he's like, all right.
All right. Dale slips him some cash.
Yeah, she Dale comes in.
She always does
so much.
She'd never be able to get here on her own.
Sir, thank you, sir. Sir, thank you. Thank you for bringing Tinsley here to
Newport, Rhode Island.
To Alma. When
Dale opens the door for us, she goes, welcome to Newport, as though Tinsley's never been there before.
Welcome to Newport, Tinsley.
She goes, Dale's in her Sunday finest, a beautiful canary dress for a beautiful spring day. And she's like, Tinsley, are you ready? You better be ready right now because we are late. We have to go.
So they walk into the house and it's Alba Vanderbilt.
They go
it's
to
like
a
the Marble House.
They go to a different house. It's like the Honor Society or some society, right. Like Preservation Society of Newport. Dale wants to get Tinsley on the board.
Yeah.
But they, of course, have to meet her before they can approve her to be on the board.
It's like these stuffy middle-aged gays and Dale.
Dale's
and,
best friend.
Yeah, and so they go
Dale got blackout with them the night before, and she was like, confided in all of her Tinsley problems, and they were like, we have the perfect thing. You bring her to the Historical Society. We'll set her straight.
But the guy was like, they bring him to Alba Vanderpump. Vanderbilt, who is Anderson Cooper's greatest
grandmother.
And she famously went through
she had a divorce.
That rocketed the world, that rocked the world to its core.
And
she compares Tinsley to her, which I was like,
the gays launch into a speech about how
he goes,
after the divorce, she never recovered.
He goes, Tinsley, you've surely heard of her, you know, the terror tale of woe. And she's like, never one ever looked at her the same. How did he speak? It was like transatlantic.
He was
like, after the divorce, no one ever looked at her quite the same, Tinsley. I'm sure you know something about that or feel some relation to that. And she's like,
Tinsley's like horrified.
Yeah. And Dale's head,
she's like, I knew I never should have gotten on the train alone.
I wonder if that guy's still there.
And Dale's looking at her like, And then there's like kind of a horrified gay in the back who's like, I think we took it too far.
Yeah. I think we just took that too far. We'll talk about it later over martinis at the cabaret bar. So then they leave them, and then Tinsley and Dale go outside into this like...
They go walk across like a field into like the most beautiful like scenic backdrop where they decide to have like a one-on-one mother-daughter moment.
And it was so like... It felt like an acting class, like, monologue.
Yeah, it was like, you're the daughter, and you're mad at your mom for constantly bringing up your divorce and not having your back. You're the mom that just wants to save her daughter from a German prince. Okay, action.
They're like... Anyway, so Tinsley's basically like, Mom, I feel like during the divorce, you immediately took Topper's side, and I told you that Topper was not a good guy to be married to, and like I really just wanted you to have like unconditional support for me and not like blame me, which I think is reasonable.
That's very reasonable.
And Dale's like, Tinsley, I was trying to save you, Tinsley. And she's like, what? By taking his side over mine? She goes, I'm your daughter.
She goes, Mommy.
Mommy, I'm your daughter. And sometimes you just gotta have your daughter's back. And then Dale goes... She goes, my little girl broke my heart because I've always been there for her. But now she's bringing up a point to me that I maybe have taken things a little too far.
She's really crying. Dale is an actress. She's the actress of our generation. She's the actress of our parents' generation.
She's the actor of our grandparents' generation.
She is the Judy Garland of our grandparents' generation.
She's the Judy Garland.
She's Judy Garland.
Of the Northeast Regional Theater community.
Yeah.
So then Dale, they got like really close.
They got really close and the sun is shining through them and they're like mildly embracing and it literally looks as though they're going to start making out. Like it's that shot in the movie where two people's like faces like slowly move together and then like eclipse the sunlight and you get the rays like beyond their lips. And like Dale and Tinsley are fully about to like make out.
It was like the end of Vanilla Sky when they're on the roof.
Yeah,
they were having like their Vanilla Sky moment.
They're fully in Vanilla Sky mode.
And Dale's, and you were weeping. Like, they're gonna fuck.
They're fully going to bone in the... Also, that was filmed in a different place because the horizon is behind them. So they filmed the scene twice and then spliced it in two different locations, then spliced it together as one scene. The director's like, okay, this time we're doing things with a bit of an incest twist. And they're like, okay. Dale's like, a challenge. I love it.
I've never backed down from a challenge. Tinsley can tell you that.
As an actor, it's important to take every challenge.
She juts her arm out. I've never stepped back from a challenge.
So, if I'm to kiss my daughter, so be it.
If we are to fuck, that's fine.
Then so be it. Then it is for so film. It is for the silver screen and for acting's sake.
For art, I will.
For art, I will do anything.
Tinsley's like, no.
She's like, mommy, please.
So they like reconcile.
They make out, make up. Then, oh, Devorah also like tries on jewelry.
Oh, yeah. We cut to Devorah and she's like trying on like
each diamonds.
Each pair of jewelry, each jewel is like $1 million. So he's like, she's like, I love it. Look at this $1 million just dangling from my earrings. And then he goes, because what you're wearing is over $3 million in total, you will have to go with a security guard. And she goes, of course.
And her like walking into the jewelry shop was pure insanity. The stroll. If I saw a woman strolling down the street like Devorah Rose, I'd be like, oh my God, this woman's fucking lost her mind.
It's like March. She's walking down the street
in like
sleeveless.
A frilly little dress, sleeveless.
And she's moving,
it must be 40 degrees at most.
And she's moving like the alien spy woman in Mars Attacks.
She's moving like, you know, small, slinky. Yeah, you'd be like, wow, a mentally ill person. Like, we really got to get our healthcare shit together in America. And she slinks down the street of the jewelry district and slinks into a building and slinks onto an elevator and slinks into a jewelry office. She slinks her way around Manhattan and she gets this jewelry, rents this jewelry, unclear, for a party that then is very casual. Like, she,
it's a Christopher Reeve Foundation,
but everyone else seems pretty cash.
Yeah,
she's like dressed up with a security guard. And I mean, that was that the guy in that little weird newsboy hat, the security guard? If that was him, he was hot.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and that's where the gays come up to her. They flock to her.
Yeah, her security guard was like drinking booze.
Yeah,
he was like this
looked
hot.
Like fucking.
They fucked.
That it looks like Sofia Vergara's husband.
Oh my God, Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, this was Joe prior to True Blood.
Yeah, this was him doing. Yeah, so
and nothing brings the gays like a slinky lady dripping in diamonds who's talking shit on Tinsley.
Well, I just loved how she was like. I just loved that moment. She's like, she was so happy to get a security guard.
She, and also same, like, I would love to have, like, a huge goal in my life. I guess maybe something I am very passionate about, Brittany Sherry level, is having a security guard at some point.
Well, I heard that is what you wanted, so I'm going to bring one out.
Carrie, you didn't!
What if I got a security guard?
For me, for my birthday? You're like, you're 35. You're going to need to step things up.
You need security.
I'm like,
but
I would love that.
What if one just came in and just like stood there? This is Gareth.
He doesn't speak. Just ignore him. Pretend he's not there.
Really fucking hot.
He's just making sure I'm safe. Right, Gareth? And he doesn't say anything. And I'm like, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Devorah is thrilled. So she goes to this event and she walks in. And it's a fucking bust.
Yeah,
it's like
there's 10 people there.
It's like I thought it would be more poppin', let's just say, because Christopher.
Well, I thought it'd be a little more formal, but everyone seems to be pretty
and more star-studded.
Yeah.
But Devorah walks in. She's so thrilled. She has her hot bodyguard. She has her $3 million of jewelry on, and she starts taking to the red carpet and just starts talking shit. She doesn't even say like, you know, this is. I'm really happy to be supporting this foundation. Like
it's so important.
It's so important to me. I really want to like. You know, as a media maven, it's my responsibility to get like
to bring awareness to these types of issues.
Paraplegic, you know, rights.
No. She's just literally like
on the carpet going, so Tinsley snubbed me at the opera.
Once again, I tried to approach Tinsley at the opera and she snubbed me four times and now the war is on. They're like, we are not talking about that.
They're like, what? Who are you talking about?
She was four times and it was very rude. I put her on the cover of my magazine. She's fully Blue Jasmine-ing, you know, where she just starts talking in the middle, like mid-sentence. Yeah.
She's like, write that down four times. Yes. Four.
Four times. Yes. Snub. Four. Yes.
So then she, like you said, these like gays come up to her and they're like, oh my God, Devorah. And
they're also like kind of trolling. Like,
yeah.
It's like,
oh, for sure.
Like, oh my God. They start reading her articles.
They were like kind of amazing.
They were amazing.
They like, I feel like we would go up to her and be like, Devorah.
Oh my God. We fucking love what you said about Tinsley. And then pull up the articles and being like, she's a fucking bitch who snubbed me at the opera. She's dead to me. And Devorah
is literally, as they're reading her own quotes, Devorah has her arm on her hand on her hip, and she's just going,
That's true.
Like, she's like, she's loving it. She's lapping it up like a kitty with milk.
Everything has really come full circle for Devorah Rose.
She goes,
and the war is on.
These fans came up to me, and they were honestly so cute. I was like, ew.
You love it. Yeah. Devorah's having the best night of her life. A security guard and fans. And $3 million worth of jewelry.
She's like, how about that for a night? She clinks her glass.
She's like, take that, Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Has Nicole Kidman ever had all this?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
He's like, what? What are you talking about?
What? What are you talking about?
You just said Nicole Kidman. No, I didn't. I didn't say that.
I said Tinsley, who snubbed me at the opera four times.
You said Nicole.
And the war is on.
But you said, I didn't say that.
I never said such a thing.
I never said such things. Why would I ever say that about Nicole?
I love Nicole.
My dear friend.
I love Nicole. I put her on the cover.
Twice.
So only two more episodes left. Which is crazy.
No, three.
Three.
This was five. There's eight total. Are there more than eight?
No.
No, there's eight.
I think we did a good job not being too bad with
Yuletide greetings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyways,
thank you so much for being here.
You light up my life.
I love having you on the pod. Everyone follow Carrie at eCarrieO.
eCarrieO.
Hire him. Give him all the jobs.
Yeah, I'm not working right now.
Ari Aster, cast him in your next movie.
And everyone, please go see Midsommar.
Again,
we're not getting paid to say that.
This is not brought to you by A24, even though we're obsessed with A24, and it literally makes us
woo!
We're in no way affiliated with them.
We just like fans. To whoop it up.
We're just two fans. We're two gay fans, and A24 is our Devorah Rose.
We are flocking to A24 like it's Devorah Rose.
I live for an A24 movie.
Fuck me up.
Yeah, that's the only thing I care about.
Me too.
So A24, if you're listening, let's talk.
SponCon.
Cast me, hire me.
Do it up.
Or don't, and I'll still talk about you.
Yeah.
The stakes are low for you.
You're in a win-win position.
If you love this episode, you want to hear a bonus episode, you can sign up at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast and get bonus content. And tune in next week for more High Society shenanigans.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.